About a year ago, I set up this HVLP extractor as a two-stage system, and then in a subsequent video, I ran various tests to try and figure out how efficient it was. I got some comments on those previous videos suggesting various ways that I might improve the performance of my extractor. And as I'm about to move my entire workshop around, now seems like a great opportunity to test some of those ideas. I'll just quickly explain how this works for those that don't know, but if you do know, feel free to skip ahead to this time on screen. The wood chips and dust that come from my woodworking machines travels through the ducting. It then spins around in the cyclone and the vast majority of it will fall and drop into the dust collection bin. Some particles of dust, particularly the smaller stuff, will find its way up into the impeller. The impeller then exhausts air. Clean air then gets exhausted out through the filter and back into the workshop. The system works pretty efficiently, so barely anything will make its way as far as this. And just to illustrate that point, this in here is 1 year's worth. So the cyclone does a great job at separating, which means my filter stays cleaner for longer and requires less maintenance. And if I ever want to clean the filter, I can do that via the handle up here. And anything that was stuck to the inside of the filter should fall into this barrel. The first suggestion was that having this junction so close to the inlet of my cyclone is basically ruining my airflow, and that it's best to have a long straight run of ducting going into the cyclone. So to test this, I'm going to roughly measure the length of the ducting to this point over here. I'll also add this little bit here into the equation, which is another 20 centimeters. So that's 1.75 meters. Now with this blast gate closed and this one open, I'm going to measure the airflow at this point here. The average reading here was around 22.5 meters per second. Right, I've now got 1.75 meters of straight ducting, and I'm going to try and hold it up so that it's level with the inlet of the cyclone and test again. And I got basically the same readings with a straight run of ducting. So it looks like that awkward junction wasn't creating much of a problem. The second suggestion was that the direction of airflow in my cyclone shouldn't be opposite to that of the impeller. So what I mean by that is air is coming into the cyclone and spinning clockwise, and then it makes its way up here and into the impeller, which is spinning in the opposite direction, anti-clockwise, pushing air out here. And that could be creating some turbulence in this area here, which could affect my airflow. The trouble is, the only way I can think to test that would be to get a cyclone where the inlet is on the opposite side. They do exist, but here in the UK, this is the only 4-inch cyclone available to us, as far as I'm aware anyway. I did wonder if there was some way I could reverse the direction of the impeller, but just thinking about that kind of frazzled my mind a little bit. And when I looked around on the internet, it seems like other people have actually tried that, but the results were not effective. So yeah, I think a cyclone running in the opposite direction would be the best solution here, but it's not something I can test, unfortunately. I just thought I would mention it just in case you are in another country where you might have other cyclones available. Now, the third suggestion is one that I got very excited about. I remember talking to Matt from Badger Workshop about this on our podcast, Workshop Banter. I even did a little drawing to see how this might work, but I never actually tested it out. So today, I'm going to do that. Basically, the suggestion was to put both the cyclone and the collection bin after the impeller rather than before the impeller. Now, that does mean that all of the dust and debris that gets sucked up by the extractor will be going through the impeller, but I really don't see that as an issue, seeing as that's how most extractors come set up from the factory anyway. If you were sucking up big chunks of metal or concrete, that could obviously damage the impeller.
First, I need to take a reading before making any changes. And the average was 24.3 meters per second. I can then start dismantling everything. And I need to make something to enable the cartridge filter to sit on top of the cyclone. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this is purely just for the experiment. If you were setting this up on a more permanent basis, you'd ideally need to find a way to redirect all of the dust from the filter back down through the cyclone and into the collection bin. I'll need to reuse this 5-4 inch reducer to connect the cyclone to the impeller. And I'll mark up the height of it onto the wall. And then I set up a laser line so that I can mount the impeller at the correct height.
Right, so we're all set up. I am just going to add a little bit of 5-inch ducting on here, mainly because that impeller is exposed and I don't want to get too close to it, obviously. Now to turn it on. I've just realized that this isn't a fair comparison because this needs to be 4 inches rather than 5. So I need to go and find another reducer. All right, I had to go all the way to Screwfix for this. Let's give it a try.
The average reading here was 25.5 meters per second, an increase of 5%.
I'm really surprised by that, and I know that 5% isn't a huge increase, but there is another advantage to this setup as well. I'd no longer need this or this, so it'd actually be quite a big space saver. So I might just use this setup going forward, but there is one other experiment that I want to try. And I saved this one until last for a reason, because I think this one could yield the best results yet. The downside though is that it might result in me completely ruining my Cyclone, but I think it's a risk I'm willing to take. So if we look back at the footage of when the extractor was originally set up, you'll see that I have a 5-inch port on the impeller going down to a 4-inch port on the Cyclone via a reducer. And that's probably a bottleneck. It's restricting the amount of air that the impeller can take in. And while the difference between 4 and 5 inches doesn't sound like much, it's actually an increase in surface area of 56%. That's if my maths is correct anyway. It's a bit like ordering a bigger pizza. You tend to get a much better deal if you buy the bigger pizza. Now you might be thinking, why not just buy a 5-inch Cyclone? But I don't think there's a single one available to us here in the UK, and to buy one from elsewhere would cost £400 to £500 plus shipping fees, so it would be very expensive. Also, 5-inch Cyclones tend to be a lot bigger in size, so they take up more space.
This Cyclone not only has the port on top, but also a pipe on the inside, which presumably helps a lot with separation, but I expect also reduces airflow significantly. I need to cut this off flush to the top, so that I can later use my jigsaw. I bought this 125mm flange from Amazon, I'll leave a link in the description box, and I can mark up my new opening, grind away some of those sharp edges, and then use a metal cutting blade in the jigsaw. I can then mount the flange on top. I decided I'd do two experiments here. The first will be with the top port added, but no internal pipe. And for the second, I'll add the internal pipe. And I'm using some silicone to create a gasket, making things airtight. I've completely emptied the filter bin because I want to see how much dust makes its way up here without that internal pipe. And then I can test the airflow, and the reading here was 27.9 meters per second. This is an increase in airflow of 15%, which is almost as good as the results that I had when I completely bypassed the Cyclone. But let's see how well it does at separating. I'm going to feed in 10 handfuls of shavings and dust. And as you can see, a fair amount of fine dust made its way up here. So in other words, I've got excellent airflow, but not great separation, meaning my filter is likely to clog much quicker. So now let's add that internal pipe. The original pipe measured 200 millimeters, so I'm going to replicate that using some 125 mil plastic pipe. And I needed another one of these flanges. I emptied the filter bin once again. Now, the average reading was 26.4. This is an airflow increase of 9%, which I'm really happy with. And I can repeat my experiment with 10 handfuls of dust and shavings. And this time, the separation was excellent. I couldn't see any dust in the filter bin whatsoever.
So for my future setup, I'm going to be using my newly modified 5-inch outlet Cyclone, and I'll place that before the impeller as how it was set up before. And in case you're wondering why not put the Cyclone after the impeller for that additional small gain, plus removing the need for the filter collection bin, I did consider that, but there are two problems. The main one being that if I did that, I think I'd have a new bottleneck, which is the other 4-inch port on the Cyclone, because that would then be restricting the exhaust from the impeller. And that port would be much more difficult to convert to 5-inch, because it's on the curved surface of the Cyclone. Although I'm sure that could be done by someone with a 3D printer, for example. The second problem would be creating some kind of cone-like device to filter the dust created by cleaning the filter down through the Cyclone and into the main collection bin. The amount of work it would require for such a small gain just isn't worth the effort, in my opinion. Still, it was really interesting to try these things out, and I learned a lot.
Before I end this video, I just wanted to dispel a couple of myths, things that other commenters have mentioned to me about ways of improving airflow that I then carried out tests for in previous videos. I had a lot of people suggesting that if I were to duct the extractor directly outside, rather than the air being exhausted through the filter, that would increase my airflow significantly. But when I tested that out, by ducting it out of my window, there was only a very slight increase in performance of around 5%. So having a filter really isn't affecting things that much. And by using the filter, it means I'm not exhausting all of the warm air in my workshop directly outside, and I'm not exhausting the noise and dust out there either, which might upset my neighbours. The second myth is that adding a cyclone doesn't significantly impact your airflow. When I tested my setup bypassing the cyclone, the increase in airflow was huge, about 32%. However, I'm happy to compromise some airflow for the convenience of having a cyclone and keeping my filter much cleaner for much longer. Thank you for watching.